All right, so tonight, I think this week is going to be the first time we're going to veer from our schedule. We're going to go a little bit differently than the schedule of Shirin that I have. I know, relax. The reason is twofold. First of all, it's an extremely busy week for me, and therefore, the fact that I haven't yet figured out how to present Zman Kriya Shema in a proper single Shir, which is both interesting and not just like a list of Shitos, and lamdish and informative all at the same time. Not that the rest of the shiurim are, but like Zman Kriya Shema, like I feel like I would do a particularly terrible job at. So I think what we're probably going to do, and also considering that this shiur on Beis HaKnesses, Tefillah B'Tzibur, Tefillas HaTzibur, there's ample material here to keep us busy for a little while. So Mestama, between tonight, the next three nights, we'll do the next two topics, this topic and Shnai Mekrevech Targum, over the next two nights. I do encourage you to learn through the sugya of Zman Kriya Shema. It is an important sugya, if not the most exciting sugya in the world, but a very, very important sugya. Obviously, halacha lemaisa, each and every day. We do have to make Zman Kriya Shema each and every day. Very, very important. There are a few sugyas in brachas. Well, in brachas there are a lot, but there aren't that many sugyas in shas that come up more frequently than the sugya of Zman Kriya Shema. Okay, so let's start talking about Tefillah B'Tzibur. So the starting point. Well, the truth is there are a couple of ways we can go with this. I actually wanted to start backwards over here, even though the Gemaras are dispersed over two or three dafim about the importance of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and there are contradictory implications about the hierarchy of what's most valuable. Is it most valuable to daven with a minyan? Is it most valuable to daven where you learn? Is it most valuable to daven in a makom kavua, in a Beis HaKnesses? Is makom kavua valuable absent a minyan? Or is it only valuable when you have a minyan? Is it even necessary when you have a minyan? Maybe it's only valuable when you don't have a minyan. All of these issues are not really spelled out in the Gemara. The Gemara just makes several comments about the importance of Tefillah B'Tzibur. But even before we get into any of those issues of Tefillah B'Tzibur, again, like I said, I want to start backwards over here. I want to start with a concept that Rav Soloveitchik developed that all the Talmidim of the Rav will tell you all about, and it's a very fascinating and different type of look at the one particular part of tefillah that we only do when we have a tzibur, and that is chazaras hashatz. And Rav Soloveitchik developed the notion, the concept, that there's what we call tefillah bitzibur, and there's what we call tefillas hatzibur, and that those two things are very different from each other. Tefillah bitzibur means I am davening amongst a minion of people. I am amongst a minion while I am offering my personal tefillah. And that minion is helpful to me. It's very helpful to me. Without that minion, I can't say Dvarim Shebekdusha. I'm limited in what I can say. And without, you certainly can't say Kaddish and Kedusha. Without that minion, my tefillos may not be as accepted. If, for instance, I'm a Rasha, if I'm not a good person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu may not be so interested in those tefillos. So the tzibur is very valuable even in my personal tefillos. Rav Soloveitchik developed this idea that in addition to that, there's something called tefillos hatzibur. That there's an idea of tefillah offered by the entire tzibur as a single unit. That there are tefillos that each individual offers in the context of a tzibur, and tefillos that the entire tzibur as a unit offers as a single unified tefillah. For instance, you may note that certain Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik are very makbid that during Chazaras Hashatz they stand with their feet together the entire time. And Shulchan Aruch talks about whether you should stand during Chazaras Hashatz or not. But you don't find much discussion about standing with your feet together ki'ilu you're still davening. And Rav Soloveitchik understood that that's what Amida means in that context. Because Chazaras Hashatz is not just a tefillah bitzibur, it's not just a tefillah that the Shliach Tzibur is saying, because after all, as a tefillah bitzibur, it makes a lot less sense today than it used to make. Meaning back in the day when we didn't have personal sidurim, we didn't know tefillos by heart, and we had to rely on the Shliach Tzibur to be motzias, sure, it makes plenty of sense to have the Shliach Tzibur do everything and us listen. But why does it make sense after I already davened? What am I gaining from listening to the Shliach Tzibur say all the same things that I already said? So Soloveitchik suggested this idea that when you daven the first time around, that's your tefillah bitzibur. But once you've already done your tefillah Bitzibur, now as a tzibur, as a unit, you have your chovas hatzibur of offering the tefillas hatzibur. I think we've discussed probably already this summer, and if not, then I've certainly discussed a lot this year about the difference between chovos hayachid and chovos hatzibur. That there are certain things in the Torah that are chiyuvim on each and every individual, and it's not based on, they're not community based, and then there are other mitzvos that are purely community-based. Sometimes even within a single mitzvah, there are two kiyumim. There's a kiyum of the yachid and a kiyum of the tzibur, or a chovas hayachid and a chovas hatzibur. And this is something that Rav Soloveitchik spoke about, Rav Shachter, who should continue to have Rav Shleima. We should dedicate this, our learning tonight, for continued Rav Shleima for Rav Shachter. I understand the surgery went well today. He should continue to have a Rav Shleima and be marbet Torah. In Klal Yisrael, Rav Shachter, Mariv Rabbi, said that very often in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that there is this dual aspect of a chavas hayachid and a chavas hatzibur. Where do you find this? A chavas hayachid and a chavas hatzibur? Any examples where you find an individual chiyuv as well as a tzibur? What? Torah relating. So there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the yachid, and then there's Talmud Torah and the tzibur. So is that when, do we mention it this year? This summer? I don't know if we did or didn't. But yeah, that's the chavas hayachid of Talmud Torah, and then the kriyas haTorah is a Talmud Torah mitzibur. Maybe a little different. Maybe that's a chavas hatzibur of Maimon HaSinai, and that's a whole discussion in the Achronim. If I miss kriyas haTorah, is that a big deal? Meaning, I wasn't part of the tzibur, so there's no chavas hatzibur. I'm a yachid, so maybe I never have a chiyuv. Maybe it's only a chiyuv on a tzibur when you have a tzibur together. So that's questionable. That's debatable whether kriyas haTorah is a chavas. Meaning, there are certain things that maybe you couldn't only do or are best done in the context of a tzibur, but there's still a chavas hayachid. For instance, tefillah in general is best done in the context of a tzibur, but I still have a personal chiyuv of tefillah. Mikra Megillah, Barova Hadras Melech. Definitely best done in the context of a tzibur, but there's no chovas hatzibur. It's a chovas yachid. Each individual has an obligation to hear Megillah. We do find, for instance, nichum avelim. So how do we do nichum avelim? So we're used to nichum avelim, going to the avel's house, and individually going over to the avel saying, Amakom Menachem, being Menachem, the avel. That's the chovas hayachid of nichum avelim. But at the cemetery, what do they do at a levaya at the cemetery when there's a minyan, and only when there's a minyan? Because we don't do shura, pachas me'asara, the Gemara in Ksuvis tells us, first part of Ksuvis. So what do? We line up, we stand up, we stand in a shura, and the avelim walk through, and we say Amakom Menachem all together in unison, Amakom Menachem. Why? Or for instance, when the avel comes to shul on Friday night. So the minhag is that right before we're Mekabel Shabbos, right before, after, you know, the first few paragraphs of Kabbalah Shabbos, but right before really Mekabel Shabbos, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, right before we're Mekabel Shabbos, the Avel walks in, and the whole tzibur says, Amakom Menachem. Why, none of those guys paid a Shiva call? Everyone in shul is just evil? Why do they need to say Amakom Menachem? Right, not that you're evil if you don't pay a Shiva call, but whatever, none of them, you know, were friendly enough with the guy to go over to his house. So why are they saying it now? Because apparently there's a separate chiyuv, a chovas hatzibur of nichum avelim. You have in not just learning Torah, but in teaching Torah. There's a chovas hayachid in each and every father to teach Torah to his son. Right? That's very clear. Yet, the Gemara Masechet Bava Basra tells us that Rabbi Shua ben Gamla is zachar l'tov. We remember Rabbi Shua ben Gamla because of the great, great thing that he did. What did Rabbi Shua ben Gamla do? Anyone know? What did he say? He's the one that set up the idea. Yeah? Okay, he's the one that set up the idea of establishing yeshivas, of establishing places of learning for kids. The Gemara has an interesting description of how that worked out, and it was a little bit of trial and error. He first said, you know what, let's just make one yeshiva and it'll be in Yerushalayim. You know, there's just one yeshiva in Yerushalayim, the holiest place. Tosfos points out, because where else would you want to have a yeshiva? Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. All the Torah's got to come from Tzion. That's where the inspiration is. And there's a lot of Musar in that, by the way. The Musar is that, the Tosfos points out in Bava Basra, in the second paragraph of Bava Basra, is that ki mitzion teitzei Torah is that the environment for growth in Torah and Yerushalayim is critical. The environment that the person is in, that the child is in, what he's exposed to. For everyone in this room lent in the old city, right? I think every single person between HaKotel and Nativ, we have, right? Everyone here is like, anyone not HaKotel and Nativ here? Right? So everyone learned to block away from each other. Or it's okay, we all talk to each other still. So everyone learned in the old city here. And you know that seeing, you know, the tzaddikim in the old city, everyone learned with Rav Nevin Sal in your base medrash. You know, and seeing a Jew like that, or seeing him walk in between the two with a, you know, like he could bang into a wall and then, because his head is in the Gemara the entire time, unbelievable. It's an unbelievably inspirational kind of atmosphere. And that kind of atmosphere lends itself to growth, and that's why you spend hours and hours at night during the summertime learning Torah, because you were inspired to grow in that environment. So that's what Tosfos points out, that sort of inspiration is critical for children who are learning Torah. But the problem was that the whole point of setting up the yeshiva was that really the Torah says a father should teach his child Torah. So really that's the way it's supposed to be done. It's not really supposed to be done by other people. Elamai, a lot of fathers couldn't teach their children Torah or weren't around or whatever, so they had to set up a yeshiva. So they decided to set up one yeshiva in Yerushalayim. They didn't think of the idea that who's going to bring the kid to Yerushalayim? It's got to be a father. If the kid didn't have a father to teach him Torah, he's not going to have a father who has time to take him to Yerushalayim to learn either. So that failed. So that didn't work out so well. So then they decided that they're going to be misakein to be moshivin melamde tinokos. No, even before that. First they decided, b'chol pelech u'pelech, I think they decided that they're going to have, when k'ben shisar, k'ben shivsar, when the kid was 16, 17 years old, or chamesar shitsar, when the kid was 15, 16 years old, he's going to go and teach and learn Torah. For the first time in a classroom, a child will learn Torah at the age of 15 or 16. Up until then, he'd be educated at home. So the Gemara says, yeah, that doesn't work out so well either, because if the first time you ever experience structure, a structured classroom environment where there's a person who is not your parent and who you don't rely on for sustenance, that is all of the sudden an authority figure. The first time that happens to you is when you're in your teenage years, which you guys don't know from such things, but many 15, 16-year-olds can be somewhat rebellious and could not eagerly accept authority. So what happened was, the Gemara says, they just, whenever the Rebbe said something they didn't like, they kicked him and they ran and they left. And that was it. I don't have to be here. Who are you? You're not my father. They kicked him and they walked out. So the Gemara said, okay, so that didn't work out so well. The kids need a little more training in what's expected in a school environment at a younger age. So they decided to set up Melamdei Tinokos B'chol Ir V'Ir B'chol Pelech U'Pelech. And now Rambam quotes that as a chiyuv on every community to set up Melamdei Tinokos. What do you mean in every community? Everyone has a responsibility to send your kid to yeshiva, yeah. But what do you mean, the community as a chiv set up Melamdei Tinokos? Yes, that's a chovas hatzibur, midrabanan, that's a chovas hatzibur, that the tzibur has a requirement to set up Melamdei Tinokos. You have by other mitzvahs also. I'm just trying to think where else. We have chovas hayachah, chovas hatzibur. Anyone think of other examples? Well, tzedakah is the most critical, yeah, very important example. The Rambam says that we require every city to have a tamchoi shel tzedakah, to have a kupa shel tzedakah, a place where people can come and have a food kitchen. What do you mean? I have a chiv to give tzedakah. Well, the city has a chiv, a tamchoi shel tzedakah. Yeah, there's a chovas hayachid to give tzedakah, but there's also a chovas hatzibur. Good, so this is a similar idea, but not exactly the same, that with the tefillah bitzibur and tefillahs Hatzibur, that a person has an individual obligation to daven, but in addition to that, you have the tzibur, when they get together, has an additional kiyum of tefillas hatzibur. And the clearest presentation that's easy to understand, the Shurim Zech Rab Mari, I think there's a long piece in there also, but the clearest presentation that I've seen of this concept that makes it very easy to understand is in Rabbi Sachs's Sefer, Rabbi Yonasan Sachs's Sefer, Orchos Yamim, the last four or five pages of Yomar Makomos, where he quotes all the relevant Mar Makomos. And he points out that the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, in the third paragraph over there, the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Tes of Hilchos Tefillah writes, Seder Tefilos Hatzibur kahu. The seder of tefilos of the tzibur work as follows: b'shachar kol ha'am yoshvim v'shliach tzibur yori lufnei ateva va'omid be'emtza ha'am u'maskul v'amarkadish v'kol ha'am onim amen yeheshmei rabim v'orach li'olam lo'olmei almaya b'kol kochan. Anything strike you as strange, Ashkenazi Jews, in that Sephardic Rambam? How does it work? Kol ha'am, what do? Yoshvin, we sit. And what does he describe? What's said? Yiskadal v'yiskadal Yeheshmei Rabba, right? Yoshvin, we're all sitting for Yeheshmei Rabba. That's interesting, because after all, we stand for Kaddish. Why do we stand for Kaddish? Anyone here took my ninth grade Navi class, by any chance? What? Yeah, for Davar Shem Kedusha, but we... It's like, oh, of course, yeah. Oh, very good. I gave away the hint was Navi, and right away he gets it. With Fat King Eglon, as my kids like to call him, the Fat King, when the left-handed warrior Who's left-hand warrior? Ehud. Ehud. No, not Barak, but Ehud. Right, I see why you make it. That's funny. So it was either Bibi or Ehud or Shamir or something. So anyway, Ehud came in and he managed to get through the Secret Service men were as incompetent then, apparently, as they are today. I don't know, probably doing the same things then that they do today. And they didn't check his right side, because he was most people were right-handed. So they checked his left side for a weapon, and they didn't check his right side. And he got in, and he said, "I have a message to you from Hashem." And Eglon got up from the chair when he heard the Shem Hashem. He got up from the chair. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that as the makor of why we stand for the Shem Hashem, why we stand for Dvar Mishnah B'Kedusha from Eglon. That's somewhat of a dubious source, you know, considering A, there's a whole discussion about what it goes on the list of halachas we learn from Rishayim. There are certain halachas we learn from behavior of Rishayim. Anyone have any other examples? Rishayim, what? Yeah, good, right? That he writes that Vayashkin Boker whatever in the Chamorro, I forgot the exact lasha, right? Bizrizus, he got it. But that one we already knew from somewhere else also. But yeah, we learned it from him as well. From Rishayim, the Eda Hara Azos teaches us that an Eda is a minion, our Sugya, Tzvila B'Tzibur, good. Kibra Aveim from Esav, although we really learn from Kabeira Savicha Vesimecha, but yeah, he's a paradigm of something good. But Halacha, Lavan, says to Yaakov, when Yaakov says, what's the deal? I was supposed to get Rachel, and it was the wrong girl. And Lavan says, listen, it's not the Derech, B'm Komeinu, Lo Seis HaSatzi Ira, Lefnei HaBechira. So we quote that in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Eben Ezer, that if you have two daughters, you should try to marry off the older daughter before the younger daughter. That it's not the, because Lavan says, it's not the Derek Bim Kamenu, Lassis HaSatzi'ira, Lefnei HaBechira. But anyway, it's just an unusual source, that Eglon stood up for hearing Hashem's name, so we stand up by Dvar Mishnah B'Kedusha. The Sfardim don't do that. I remember my very first day teaching in DRS. I was, 22 years old. So my first day teaching in DRS, there was a kid sitting in the back of the room, and I decided I was going to be the tough guy, you know, Rebbe in town. And they got to Kaddish, and the kid was sitting through every Kaddish. I could tell the kid was just very disinterested. And I came up to him and said, no, get up. And he's like, I'm Sephardic. I'm like, I didn't even know that Sephardim stood for Kaddish at the time. I'm so ignorant. But that's how I learned that Sephardim stood for Kaddish. Now I think he's learning Kaddish now for the last 8-9 years already. Good boy. It turned out okay. Nothing to do with me, though. I almost ruined him. Okay, so anyway, so everyone goes and says Yehi Shmei Rabba while everyone's sitting. They answer Yehi Shmei Rabba. Amen b'sof Kaddish. Racha chomer baruch Hashem baruch lein baruch Hashem baruch leomed. Umaskel parish Hashma b'kol ram vein onim amen. Acher kol bracha bracha. Vahayodeh levarich v'likros imo korei ad shem varich gaal Yisrael. And if you know how to say Shema yourself, you should do that until you make the bracha of Gaal Yisrael. So says Rabbi Sachs, Mori v'Rabbi Agrit Salvejik Hayu Ragil Lomar, Sheyeshnon Shtei Alachos B'Tfilas Rabin. There are two dinim in Tfila of the masses. There's Tfila B'Tzibur and Tfilas HaTzibur. Tfila B'Tzibur, like we said, is each individual is davening together with a group. Tfilas HaTzibur is the collective tefila of the entire group. And he says, that's why the Rambam writes, Shebishah Sheshliach HaTzibur Chozer HaTfila, Kol HaTzibur Tzarech Lamod V'Lishmoa V'Lanos Amein Achar Kol Bracha U'Bracha V'Af Elu Shekvar Yatzu Yidei Chavasan. I already fulfilled my chiyuv. What do I need to stand there, listen to every word, answer Amein? That's it's very hard to do. Chazar Shatz is very boring for many people. It's hard enough to concentrate for the entire, for the entire silent Shmoneh Esrei, especially in the Twitter generation, where, you know, our attention spans are shrinking and shrinking. So it's for the whole Chazar HaShatz also. So Kivash HaChazar HaShatz, he tefilas HaTzibur. asher kulam chayavim ba. Ukdiver Rambam nakar arama because of the yeshom shkolam yamdu kishachozer shas b'tfila. So you see how he understands it. The amida is not just an amida because of kavod or davar shabakdusha is being said. No, it's because I'm participating in the tfila. It's my shmon esrei also, not mine personally. Mine is part of the klal. And he has five rayas to this idea. I realize all the photocopies are cut off. I didn't bring. Okay, so anyway, he has five rayas to this idea. So number one, the Rambam, when it comes to tefillah and birchas hamazon, the Rambam says you have to be ona, you have to be ona amen. Sounds like that, meaning if you want to be yotzei, birchas hamazon, through somebody else, you have to answer amen by tefillah. He does not mention the din shomea ka'ona. He just says you have to answer amen, just the din of ona. Sounds like if you don't answer amen, it's going to be ma'akev, Chazaras Hashatz, and it's going to be Ma'akev Birchas Hamazon. You know, the way the Shulchan Aruch describes to do Birchas Hamazon is not the way we do it. It's the leader, the one who leads the benching, doesn't just lead the first three lines of saying, hey guys, let's bench. He actually leads the hey guys, let's bench, Rabbi Sain of Varech, is supposed to lead to you paying attention to him benching and everyone being Yotze through his benching. Elamai, we already gave up on that because we can't pay attention to it. So we don't have enough concentration unless we're actively participating. So we gave up on that. In Rabbi Chait's yeshiva, they do that, I'm told. They have one guy lead it because that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's what you're supposed to do. Someone once came over to me and said, they have such strange menhagim in that yeshiva. They do this thing where one guy leads the benching. Like, whether they do or don't have strange menhagim, that's certainly not one of them. I don't know what the other menhagim are or aren't. But that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. What kind of, what we do is strange, but we do it because we don't trust ourselves. And Rabbi Chait, I think, is mapped. He tells his Talmidim that in your homes, you shouldn't do this way. Because when you have company and whatever, and there are kids, and you're never going to be able to concentrate unless you're saying the words. But in yeshiva, b'nei Torah, hopefully everyone is... That's the name of the yeshiva also, isn't it? B'nai Torah. Yes, where everyone is B'nai Torah. Hopefully you'll be able to concentrate the entire time. So anyway, so the Rambam, when he describes both benching and tefillah, he mentions that you have to answer amen. As opposed to in Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam writes that anytime you hear bracha, mitzchilas l'viat sofa, and you have intention to be yotzei with that bracha, you yotzei even if you don't answer amen. So now, why? Why is it that when it comes to tefillah and birchas hamazon, you need to answer amen? We don't just rely on shomea ke'one, you need to actually be one, you need to actually say amen. Yet when it comes to a bracha, shomea ke'one, good enough. Just listening is ki'ilu, you answer amen. So says Rav Salvechik, when it's a mitzvah that's mutal on the yachid, then we say shomea ke'one. Where do we have shomea ke'one in Shas? By what halachas do we apply shomea ke'one? We apply Shomei Kona every week by Kiddush, right? We hear Kiddush, so Shomei Kona. What? Megillah. We have Shomei Kona. Shomei Kona in general is by Chovos Hayachid, not by Chovos Hatzibur. You don't find what? Megillah. Megillah is a Chovos Hayachid. Each individual is a chiv to hear Mikra Megillah. It's not a Chovos Hatzibur. It's just that Barovam Hadras Melech. It's nicer to do it in public, but it's certainly a Chovos Hayachid. You should be asking a better question now. Kedusha, good, and Kriyas HaTorah, right? So by Kedusha, Shomea Kona, that's Machloket, like you said, Rashi tells us, the whole sugya of Shomea Kona pretty much starts by Kedusha. What do you do if you're middle Shemoneh Esrei, and the Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, so should you stop and listen? Right, so if I forget who says, well, you'll tell me. I think Rashi says that you stop and listen, and Tosfos says, what are you talking about? If you stop and listen, it's Kohen and Mamish. Then you're being mafsik. You're right in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. You can't stop and listen to Kedusha in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. That's Ke'ona. It's like you're saying it. So it could be that the way we'll understand it is that Kedusha is not a Chovos HaTzibur. Kedusha is a tefillah of each individual that can only be said b'tzibur. That you need, it's in order to be able to have a chiyuv to say it, you need a tzibur. And the rai would really be Kriyas HaTorah, because Kriyas HaTorah is pretty clearly not a din in Shomei Ka'ona. Kriyas HaTorah seems to be not an issue of Shomei Ka'ona, it seems to be more of an issue of a chova on the tzibur to have a Kriyas HaTorah. I'm trying to remember what the rayas are. There are rayas like this, Rav Salvechik has it somewhere else. The Kriyas HaTorah is not just a din in Shomei Ka'ona. I'm not remembering right now. It will come to me eventually, maybe, hopefully before the end of this year. So,
leaning, there's no obligation to go try to get a leaning?
That's a different issue. That's whether it's a chiyuv on each individual or not. But question is, once it's being done, I may have to listen to it. But it could be that the chiyuv is, it's like the Maimon Har Sinai, right? By Maimon Har Sinai, was there a chiyuv for all of us to say all of Torah? There's a chiyuv of us to hear Torah. So it's not a din shomer. By Megillah, there's a chiyuv of Mikra Megillah, to read Megillah. By Kriyas Torah, it's not a chiyuv that I have to read the Torah. This is now it comes to me. There's a famous kasha. The Beis Halevi has in his sefer, I think in the sefer on Chumash, I think he has in the sefer on Chumash for sure, maybe also in the Tshuvas. The Beis Halevi has the famous idea that in the sugya of Shomea Ka'ona, that Shomea Ka'ona can only be motzi a person in the actual amira, but not in the ofen ha'amira. So, for instance, if a Kohen wants to be Yotzei Birchas Kohanim by just being quiet and listening to the other Kohanim, he enjoys listening to the singing of the other Kohanim and the actual brachos of the other Kohanim. So he's just going to stand there up there with them, and he'll just listen to them say their brachos, right? So can he be Yotzei Shomea Ka'ona of being Mevarech Klal Yisrael? So Beis Halevi writes, then no, he cannot. Why? Because yes, it's ki'ilu he said those words, but there's a chiyuv that when a kohen is mevarech klal Yisrael, it has to be b'kol ram. It has to be in a loud voice. That the ofen ha'amira, the way it's said, also matters. So it could very well be that Shomea Ka'ona will apply for Birchas Kohanim, but it won't help because he won't be mekayim the ofen ha'amira of b'kol ram. Or for instance, Aseres B'nei Haman. The halacha is that Aseres B'nei Haman need to be said b'neshima achas, in one breath, right? So if you're being Yotzei Mikra Megillah through Shomea Ka'ona, which we are, there are many places that have a minhag, that right before the Balkari reads the Aseres B'nei Haman, right? You've seen this, we have this minhag in Mashul, that everyone reads all Aseres B'nei Haman themselves. Why would I read the Aseres B'nei Haman myself? The answer is because, yes, I could be Yotzei reading the words of the Aseres B'nei Haman by listening to the Shliach Tzibur, but what I cannot do is be Yotzei Nishima Achas by listening to the Shliach Tzibur, the Ofen Ha'amira. I cannot be Yotzei. By Kriyas HaTorah, it's not enough to just read from the Torah. You also need Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. It needs to be read Dafka from a Kasher Sefer Torah. How can I be Yotzei Shomea Ka'ona and Kriyas HaTorah? The Balkari is reading from the Torah, but it's not a Kriya, but for me, it's not Mitoch HaKsav. So where's the Shomea Ka'ona? I mean, Shomea Ka'ona will only get me those words, but it will be Ki'ilu, I said those words while I'm sitting in my seat. It will not be Ki'ilu, I said those words reading it from a Sefer Torah. No problem. That's part of the Ofen HaAmira. So if you buy that whole idea of the Beis Halevi, it would seem that Kriyas HaTorah is not a din in Shomea Ka'ona, it's a din in Shomea. You have to be, and it makes sense with Rav Soloveitchik's idea of Kriyas HaTorah being a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. Our job at Maimon Har Sinai was to be Makabel. Our job was to listen, was to accept. It was not to then repeat. That was later. Yeah, we then had a job to go be Marbitz Torah also. But at Maimon Har Sinai, we were stunned. We were just sitting there listening. It wasn't anything anything more than that. That was our role as showmen. I think Rav Soloveitchik himself, Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Soloveitchik himself had an issue. Do we have a Shir and Shomea Ka'ona on the... anyone have the list? No.
Yeah.
We did in Sukkah. I'm saying, do we have it like on the plans for the summer? I don't want to go. Anyway, all right, whatever it is. If we do, we'll get back to it. I think Rav Soloveitchik happened to disagree with the Beis Halevi's Vart with Birchas Kohanim. And he had another, there's a famous Tziv about this. There's a lot to talk about, but that's not really our main topic. So going back to what we were saying. So says Rav Soloveitchik, when do we say Shomea Ka'ona? When there's a chiyuv hayachid, we say shomea ka'ona. You don't need to actually be ona. As opposed to when there's a mitzvah that's mutelas al tzibur, when there's a mitzvah that's chal on the entire tzibur, where you need the participation of the entire tzibur in order to offer up that tefillah, so by such things, we don't say shomea ka'ona, you need to actually be ona mamish. And he says, avuon dekulon, what's the classic example? Where do we learn that you have to answer amen? Where do we find people answering amen in the Torah itself? Where in Chumash? Hargrizim v'harevo. But on all the brachos and the klalos, they had to be ona, amen. And that was the gathering together of all of Klal Yisrael. That was a maimed of all of Klal Yisrael. So we could say that someone who's omid b'tefillah and the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kaddish or Kedusha, he says, according to this, it's not enough to be Shosek and Mechavein Latzeis, because Dvarim Shem Kedusha, so he actually discusses Kedusha, Dvarim Shem Kedusha, you need a Shtatvos HaTzibur. So we wouldn't say Shomei Akonim, but that would be Tali in that Machlokas, Rashi and Tosos, right? That would be Tali in that Machlokas. But he does view Kedusha as a Tfilas HaTzibur kind of thing. A second example of where this comes up, we learn from the situation of what if you hear a half a bracha in Maseches Sukkot of Lamed Chesem Beis, even a chatzi pasuk, we say Shomei Ka'one. How do we know that? The Gemara says, "Hu Amar Baruch Haba Vehein Omerim V'Shem Hashem Mikan L'Shomei Ka'one," meaning everyone's supposed to say Baruch Haba V'Shem Hashem. So the leader says Baruch Haba, everyone else says Shem Hashem. So how do we say Baruch Haba Shem Hashem? Shomei Ka'one. We heard him say Baruch Haba, it's kilu we said it, and then we finish off B'Shem Hashem. And the Mishnah Berurah writes by Kriyas HaMegillah, Aval HaShomea Shesach V'lo Shama Al Yidei Zeh Kriya Afilu Chaser Rakteva Achas. If let's say you're reading Kriyas HaMegillah and you miss one word, there was banging at Haman, you missed the word Haman. You missed one word, what do? You say yourself, right? So you're you're Yotzei. So wait a second. So one word you said yourself, and the rest of the pasuk you Yotzei how? Shomei Ka'one. So apparently, from there we see that Shomei Ka'one works on a chatzi pasuk, right? You're Yotzei at least b'di'eved on a chatzi pasuk with Shomei Ka'one. However, when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to birchas hamazon, sounds that Shomei Ka'one does not work with a chatzi bracha, because Gemara in Brachos Memvavim et al says ad heichan Birchas Hazimun, Rav Nachman Amar Ad Nevarech, Rav Sheshes Amar Ad Hazan, and the Gemara says maybe this is Machlokas Tanaim, that Birchas Hamazon Shtayim V'Shalosh or Shalosh V'Arba, how many brachos have to be included in Birchas Hamazon. So the Gemara says that if you hold Shtayim V'Shalosh Ad Hazan, if you hold Shalosh V'Arba, it's Ad Nevarech. But the point is, Rashi over there in Brachos, Taf Memvav Menalef writes, Birchas Zimun. I'm sorry, the point is not what Rashi writes, it's really what Tosfos writes. If you look at Tosfos, and Vav Menalef, it's cut off on the photocopies here, so maybe I have it, it'll be easier to see in the Gemara. In Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Lamandi Omer. So says Tosfos, L'chei Nira Pir Shel Rav Alphas. I think that's where it is. Yeah, Dekaya b'nei Adam, v'achkabar, birchas zimun b'shnayim v'shlosh b'nei Adam, heicha shekal echad ein yodea ki im bracha achas. The way Tosfos understands the Gemara is saying the following thing. You have two or three people sitting together. Collectively, they know how to bench. Individually, none of them know how to bench. They don't have 1,000 benches at home like we do. One guy knows the first bracha, another guy knows the second bracha, another guy knows the third bracha. Tamar shnayim v'shlosh kosavar arazam, kolomar. Birchas Zimun Arazan, Shemavarich at Sof Azan, the Kulika Bracha Achashal Zimuni. Lachkam Shnayim Oshlosha, Klomer, Lefam Nishlama Bishnayim, Vuadin Be'echad. Avonakat Shnayim Larabusa, Pam Bishlosha Bne Adam Shachi, Divark Minivarich Arazan, Vashain Nodilcha, Vashlishi Abonu Yushlaim. Says Tosfos, for each Bracha and benching, you need another guy to say the Bracha. Why? Avalachatsain? Ein Levarich. Im Ha'echad Ein Yodea, Kiim Hachatsi Bracha. Very, very different. Tulsa says that when it comes to benching, if each guy knows a half a bracha, you can't do Shomei Ka'one. Have one guy do half a bracha, the other one will finish the bracha. You can't do that. Well, wait a second. We said it works for Megillah. It works for Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. Right? Why wouldn't it work for a Chatzi Bracha? Why is a bracha any different? You mean Yotzei Shomei Ka'one, aren't you? So why would it be any different? So says Rav Soloveitchik, you see, from this riff that Tosfos quotes, that you can't be mevarich, you can't be mechalek a bracha l'shnayim, because maybe when we're dealing with birchas hamazon, when we're dealing with tefillah, we're dealing with a chiyuv hatzibur, a chiyuv of tefillas hatzibur, a chiyuv of the tzibur, as opposed to a chiyuv on the yachid, where we would say shomea ka'ona. When you deal with individuals doing their personal obligation, so then you hear the word, whatever words you hear, and whatever words you don't hear, you don't hear. But when you're doing something that's tefillas hatzibur, so then you need to hear the entire bracha. Maybe for tefillas hatzibur, the whole thing has to be said, mipi hashatz, so we could all be mitzayif together to the shatz. But if it's in piecemeal, this one does this, and this one does that, so maybe that doesn't create the tziruf necessary for tefillas hatzibur.
Isn't there also a difference between a chatzib pasuk and a chatzib bracha?
So that would be the simple answer. But how would you be mechalik? Meaning you'd have to be mevar why that should make a difference. Why should a chatzib... So I would say chatzib bracha... What?
You need a psich and a psima for a bracha.
But if shomea is ke'ona, so why not? Meaning if we're really going to apply shomea ke'ona, why would it not work? I would have thought it's like a gezeira midrabanan, that we're afraid, you know... I say a chatzib pasuk, you know, there is a rule called pasuk lo paski mosha and non lo paskinan. But it's, you know, you're not going to say Shem Hashem Levatel or anything like that. You say Chatzi Bracha, say Baruch Ata Hashem. I don't know, although, no, Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem is also Shem Hashem. You know, it wouldn't just be a Din Rabban. I don't know. Yeah, so I guess that's why Salvechik says this way. Furthermore, another raya to this idea, the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. Let's find where I am. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Chavdal tells us, Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni shal ta'anios u'ma'amados arvis v'shachus u'mincha mispal shmona esrei v'omer me'in ha'ma'or b'shomea tefila. That on Bahabs and on fast days and, you know, the Ma'amados, which are the days when your group of Kohanim Levim were in the Beis Hamikdash and you're Yisrael, you're just getting together in shul and davening those days. So you're supposed to say, Me'in Amor, you're supposed to mention the specialness of the day during the Brach of Shomea Tefila. So says Rashi over there, in the name of the Gaonim, that they wouldn't say this Ba'arvis, Fa'afil lo b'shachris, Shema yerelo onas choli obulmus, V'yitom klum, V'nimsa shakran b'tfilasa. Now what are we afraid? We're afraid a person is going to be seized with hunger, he's going to eat something, and then he won't be able to say anenu. There's such a halacha, that if you're not fasting, then you don't say anenu. There's a question whether you, I think some suffer as a tshuva, whether you can get an aliyah, an aliyah of the Torah, an atainis, by mincha, if you're not fasting. The whole reason that we have Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha is for the fast. So if you're not fasting, if you're personally not fasting, if I'm not mistaken, the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva somewhere that I'm very old and sick and I can't fast anymore, but the Bnei Yeshiva keep on being mechabed me with an aliyah. So this was not a Tshuva that someone asked him, a Shaila. He asked himself the Shaila. This was a Shaila where he said, so what's the issue? Am I allowed to get an aliyah? But Pasha says, certainly Anenu you don't say if you're not fasting. So says Tosfos, Umasha Shliach Tzibur Mespal Shachris Hainu Lufi She'i Efshar Shelo Yis'ana Echad Mehem. Very strange var, Tosfos says. Shliach Tzibur will say Anenu in Shachris. Why? Because somebody's fasting. Somebody in the room must be fasting. Yeah, but if the Shliach Tzibur's not fasting, why does that help that somebody's fasting? He's being motzi other people. So he can say it because somebody's fasting. So says Rav Salvechik, maybe the fact that somebody's fasting is a reflection of the idea that the Shliach Tzibur's role is a role of helping the Tzibur fulfill the obligation of Tfilas HaTzibur and not just Tfila B'Tzibur. And that's why, since it's collectively being offered by the Tzibur, and there's someone in the Tzibur that is fasting, maybe that would suffice for the Tfilas HaTzibur. Another application or indication that this may be true. Can you be mitzareif a sleeping person to a minyan? Very interesting discussion in Shulchan Aruch about this. I once wrote a 15-page article or something on sleep in halacha. So one of the things is one of the major discussions is can a sleeping person be counted toward a minyan? Comes up here in yeshiva all the time. A lot of times we have mincha in the classrooms. So depending which class you get, you know, it's a smaller class, a less motivated class, what they call the more levedik class, but they're levedik the rest of the day. By mincha, they're dead. They're all sleeping. So can you be misarif? Can you be misarif them to a minyan? Shulchan Aruch writes, if im echad meha asara hiskel espal levado Oshu Yashin Ve'enu Yachalano Sima Mafilu Achim Mitzarif Imam LeKaddish. Yeah, you could say Kaddish if one of your minion is sleeping. Mishabura says, even if more than one of your minion is sleeping. Ublavach Yishru Rubam Shein Mispalim Shmonesre Vichalano Simahim. As long as you have a majority. As long as you have a majority that is still with you, then you're good. This comes up not so much, hopefully, by the sleeping side of things, but people have already davened. A lot of times trying to get a minyan, and people have already davened. So how many people that have already davened can even start to your minyan? So Mishmura says, as long as you have rove people that haven't davened, you're still okay. You could still say Dvar Meshuvah Kedusha. So this is questionable. Yeah, you could still say Dvar Meshuvah Kedusha. Will that make it a Tfilas Hatzibur when you daven together? Maybe not. Maybe you can be Yotzei your chiyuv to say Kedusha, right? But it's not going to have that added element of Tfilas Hatzibur, maybe. So maybe it's still a little bit of a bidyevet. However, so the Shulchan Aruch says one guy's sleeping, one guy davened already, fine, you still Yotzei, you still say Kaddish. When it comes to Tfila, says the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shliach Tzibur is being chozer at tefillah, he's doing chazaras hashatz. So says the Shulchan Aruch, yesh lekal lishtok ulechavin lebrachos avlanos amein. Everyone has to be quiet, listen to the brachos, answer amein. Vim ein tisha mechavnim lebrachos av karov lios brachos av levatala. It's very, very important. If there are nine people, if there are not nine people listening to every bracha, Karov Lios Brachos of Levatala. It's the bracha, maybe Brach Levatala. They came to Kaddish, the guy's sleeping and it's okay. When it comes to Chazaras Hashatz, one guy's not paying such careful attention, and all of a sudden it's Brach Levatala? Why the difference? So it says, maybe the difference is that the idea that you say Adavar Shebekdusha with Asara is a din that you need a minion in order to be yotzei this chovas ayachar of tefillah, of this tefillah. It needs to be done in the context of a minion, but it's not a tefillas hatzibur when you say kaddish. But maybe by Shmona Esrei, by Chazar Sashatz, that is the tefillas hatzibur. And if it's going to be a tefillas hatzibur, the tzibur needs to be engaged. Meaning, the idea of saying a davar shebekdusha when you have 10 people is because we assume that when there are 10 Jewish males over bar mitzvah there, the Shechina is there. It doesn't have to be 10 conscious Jewish males over bar mitzvah. It's about the presence of the Shechina. It's not about the tefillah that's being offered. When the Shechina is present, it's a matir to say Kedusha. When the Shechina is present. So all you need is the presence of the Shechina. You don't need active participation in the tefillah. Presence of the Shechina alone is a matir to say Kedusha. But when it comes to the Chazaras Hashatz is a Tfilas Hatzibur. And as a Tfilas Hatzibur, it's not about the Shechina being there. It's about a Tzibur offering up a Tfilah together. And that only works if the Tzibur is offering up a Tfilah. But if the Tzibur collectively is not offering up a Tfilah, then it won't work. Another final example or nafkamina that we can give. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet Sif Beis, Rama writes that the Tzibur, that when by Hechi Kedusha, right? I think we have a time in Halach Shemes. If because it's very confusing. You'll look around when someone does in yeshivas where they do Hechi Kedusha, which is always a big question on our Mesora and yeshivas, that all yeshivas, most frumest yeshivas in the world, they do a Hech Kedusha for Mincha every day. Not even Vatal time from Seder, whatever it is. But so they when people are doing a Hech Kedusha, when they're not going to do the full Chazar Shatz, so if you're not the Shliach Tzibur, what do? When do you start your Shmon Esrei? So some people will start after Kedusha, and some people start along with the Shliach Tzibur. Right? So where does that come from? So Shulchan Aruch says you should have the Tzibur davening from the beginning with the Chazan. You have to be saying the entire Shemoneh Esrei together with the Chazan. Mishra Brura writes that if Shah Einu Dechukah Kol Kach, the Tzibur should start after Kedusha. Why? Because obviously it's better. It's got to be better to be able to say your own Shmon Esrei and not have to listen to somebody else and say it along with him, right? It's got to be better. So as long as you have time to do it, right? As long as you can have time to hear Kedusha first and then go back to the beginning and finish, so then Mishnah Berurah says that's preferable, right? So many other Achronim disagree. Rav Chaim quotes many others say no. Shulchan Aruch says Dafka start from the beginning. Rama says start from the beginning. Don't go back later. So why would Achronim disagree with Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah seems to have a good point. No, that I want to be I want to daven a normal Shmon Esrei, and it's much easier to daven a normal Shmon Esrei if I'm davening a normal Shmon Esrei, if I'm quietly davening to myself without trying to listen in to somebody else and see if I'm getting every word together with him. Says Rav Soloveitchik, no, because maybe the Shulchan Aruch was being very careful in the way he formulated this. And he was telling us that if a person wants to be Yotzei Tefillah B'Tzibur, all you need is a minion present in the room. And you could daven, and you don't have to be davening along with everybody else. You don't have to be davening along with the Shliach Tzibur, that's fine. For Tefillah B'Tzibur, Mishnah Berurah would be right. Wait till after Kedusha. Go back and say your Shmon Esrei, you'll be Yotzei Tefillah B'Tzibur. But to be Yotzei Tefillas HaTzibur, maybe to be Yotzei Tefillas HaTzibur, when you're not going to have a traditional Chazaras HaShatz, maybe in that situation, the requirement to Tefillas HaTzibur will be raised to the point that you need to daven along word for word with the Shliach Tzibur. If you look on the last page of Archos Yamim over there, in page Reish Mem Dalet, on the top, he says, "Ubetama davar, bir hagrid salvechik de bechazaras hashatz hakedusha nemra kichelak mitfilas hatzibur." By chazaras hashatz, the kedusha is part of the tefilas hatzibur. Aval kishem espalim beli chazaras hashatz, ein hatfila nechsheves tefilas hatzibur, elim kein hatzibur mespalim im hashatz mila b'mila. When there's a chazaras hashatz, I don't need to say it word for word. Because why am I saying the whole thing? The whole existence of that second Shmon Esrei is a reflection of the fact that the Tzibur is trying to offer something up, because the individuals already all were Yotzei Tefillah B'Tzibur. But when there's not going to be a Chazaras HaShatz, so where's the indication that this is a Tefillah being offered by the Tzibur? Where do you have an indication that this isn't just a bunch of individuals who happen to be in the same room together saying a Tefillah? The only indication is if they say it all together. That's going to be the only way that we know that it's a tefillah, that it's a tefillah satzibur. When there's a chazar sashat, so good, so you could rely on the fact that the whole existence of the second Shmon Esrei is a reflection of tefillah satzibur. But when there's no chazar sashat, so you can't rely on that. You need to actually participate. And he says, Vayter, next paragraph, the Tamludavar, the shiny Chazar Sashatz Mishar Brachos, Matzanu B'Shilta Gibar Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Shilta Gibar explains why is Chazar Sashatz different than other Brachos, and he says as follows: Brachos shall call you Mos Hashanah, Kigon Shmona Esrei Brachos shall Tefila, V'chein Shev Brachos Shemespalim B'Shabbos V'Yom Tovim, Ein Shliach Tzibur Motziyoso. Shmona Esrei, weekday on Shabbos, Shliach Tzibur can't be Motzi, Ela Kol Yachid Yachid Mespal La'atzmo. Everyone davens for themselves. And if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know how to daven yourself, so come to shul and answer Amen. Let's say you're out at work in the fields and there's no way for you to get to shul. Good, you'll be yotzi with the shliach tzibur also. And if you know how to daven, so daven out in the fields. Umori zakeni harav beir shalo amrukein ela bitfilos shehein keneged tmidin aval tkiya shofar mikra megilla ein shliach tzibur poter amshe besados ela kulan tzrich l'shmoa, that this is only by tfilos which are keneged the carbon tamid. Tkiya shofar mikra megilla, the shliach tzibur can't exempt you. Notice the difference. Carbon tamid is what? Korban Tamid is a Chavas HaTzibur, right? Korban Tamid, Klal Yisrael is a Chiv to bring Korban Tamid. Who actually brings it? Okay, so Kohen brings it as a representative of Klal Yisrael. When you have Tefillah, which is Keneged the Korbanos Tamid, so that's a Chavas HaTzibur. that there's going to be a special kiyum dafka in the tzibur. And therefore, if you're out in the fields, you yotze with the shliach tzibur. Why isn't the guy out? The Gemara never says that a guy out in the fields that doesn't hear shofar is yotze tkiya shofar. Where's his mitzvah of tkiya shofar? Why isn't he yotze? It's good enough for the guys out in the fields during davening to be yotze with the shliach tzibur. Why isn't it enough for shofar? Why isn't it enough for Megillah? Because shofar and Megillah are chavos hayachid. And if you're not doing the mitzvah, you're not doing the mitzvah. But if you somehow connect yourself to a tzibur that's doing the mitzvah, then that's good enough. Yotze tefilas hatzibur. The trick is, how do you connect yourself? So that's the deus in the Gemara. Is being out in the field enough? Can you say, if you say Shemona Esrei, Bishah, we'll discuss tomorrow, Bishah Shah Tzibur Misfalim. Maybe that's good enough to connect me to the Tzibur, that at least my timing is the same as the Tzibur. So now I'm part of the Tzibur. I don't want to start a new topic, I'll just end with a Vart. On this past week's parasha, once we mentioned the Karban Tamid, and the idea of it being a representation of the Tzibur, I saw in Rabbi Rudinsky said from Mishka Mitzalel, he said beautifully that, you know, the first Rashi in this past week's parsha, Rashi says that Lomanismacha Parshas Hanasiim, the Parshas HaMenorah. Why is the Parshas HaMenorah the first thing we have right after in Baal Oscar after the Parshas Hanasiim? So says Rashi, because Aaron saw that all the Nasiim brought their karbanos, and he was very jealous that they all got to bring karbanos. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "No, Shalcha Gadol Mishalahem. You'll have a chelek too. Don't worry, you'll get to light the menorah." Ask Shabbat Rudinsky. Ask everybody. Aaron doesn't have enough jobs to do in the Beis HaMikdash. He's the CEO of the Mishkan. He could do whatever he wants. He could Cohen's doing the avodah today. Get out! I'm doing it. I'm taking it. He has plenty of karbanos. He'll be able to bring. What was he jealous of the Nasiim about? And Dafka Menorah makes him feel better? Why does Menorah make him feel any better? Also, Lashon of Rashi. He saw that he didn't get to participate. Lo hu velo shifto. Not him and not his shevet. So Rabbi Rudinsky suggests, I think, something that's beautiful, and I think it's correct, and not just nice. He said that what was unique about the Nasiim was that each Nasi represented a path in Klal Yisrael, a sense of individuality, a sense of this is my shevet, this is my shevet. This is each one was able to represent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a certain mida. You know, like the Arizal says, there are 12 nuschos of tefillah, connected the 12 shvatim, the 12 paths to Shema. Right? These are the 12. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham quotes that in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's just I'm reading Arizal. The Chabonos and the Nesiim represented each one being able to express their individuality. Aaron HaKohen says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look how each of them are able to express their Shevet's individuality, their unique Midos. You know what I do? I bring the Karban Tamid. I bring Chabonos that are Chavos HaTzibur. I do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim as a representative of the entire Tzibur, which is great! It's fantastic! But at some point in my life, I need to be able to express something that's unique about me, or about my shevet, or about where I come from. It can't just be, you know, always be a tzibur man. Sometimes I need to be an individual also. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him? Shalcha gadol mishalahem, you're going to have the menorah. Beautiful Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, whenever he describes any mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash, he says, shenitztavu or shenitztavinu. That we are commanded, right? By the Karban Tamid, by Shmiras HaMikdash, even Shmiras HaMikdash, which is really the Kohanim and Levim do it. It's Klal Yisrael's responsibility. Kohanim and Levim are the ones that get the job. But it's Klal Yisrael's responsibility. By the menorah, the Rambam writes, Shenitztavu HaKohanim, that the Kohanim are commanded to clean out and light the menorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, I'm leaving one thing for you. The lighting of the menorah is not, you're not representing Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has no chiv to light the menorah. You have a chiv to light the menorah. And that's going to be the nechama. And that answers the famous kasha of the Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos. Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos in the Chanukah Sugya asks, very nice that we found a Pach Shal Shemen that was Tahar, but what do we need it for? Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Tumah is mutter for all avodas hatzibur. Yeah, for avodas hatzibur, for the kamei tamid, tumah is mutter b'tzibur. But for an avodas hayachid that happens to be done in the mikdash, for an avodas hakuhuna, only that's only for the shevet kuhuna that happens to be done in the mikdash, tumah is not hutra. It's maybe duchuya, but it's not hutra. And that's why we needed the nace of Chanukah. Okay, Mitzvah, tomorrow we'll really get to the sugya. I know you guys probably learned the sugya tonight and we didn't discuss anything that we learned. Mitzvah, tomorrow we'll try to get to the sugya. Unless we have a guest speaker, we might have a guest cheer. Surprise. We'll see. Someone told me he might come. Okay, 10 minutes halacha for whoever wants, whoever did the davening.